This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. University of Missouri had one of the highest number of international students enrolled last school year. A national report found that Missouri colleges and universities had more than 13,000 international students. International students studying in the state of Missouri increased by 18% last school year, while the number of Missourians studying in other countries increased by 2.6%. Roughly half the international students in Missouri came from China, India, and South Korea. University of Missouri system officials announced plans yesterday to expand the Discovery Ridge Research Park in Columbia. The new building would join the analytical biochemistry lab at the research park. Director of University of Missouri Research Parks Greg Williams says he thinks the new lab space will enhance and accelerate research.
There are good opportunities in business development, job creation, and capital investment for Central Missouri.
Williams says construction should begin in spring or early summer of 2011. University officials hope the project will be completed by 2012. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is holding an open house in Belleville, Illinois until 6:30 tonight to discuss proposal to reinforce Mississippi River levees with coal ash. The Corps wants to repair levee slides between Alton and the Illinois community of Gale, just south of Cape Girardeau. St. Louis District spokesperson Mike Peterson says the Corps is proposing to inject the levees with a slurry of lime and coal ash that would harden into a concrete-like substance.
Fly ash has actually been in use since about 1995 by the Corps of Engineers to repair similar issues with levees further downriver in our Memphis district, actually. And they've had great success with it for about 15 years.
Coal ash contains heavy metals like arsenic and mercury, but the Corps says existing studies suggest environmental impacts would be minimal. The U.S. EPA is currently considering whether to regulate coal ash as a hazardous waste. The public has until this Friday to comment on the EPA's proposed coal ash regulations. Seven law enforcement officers in Missouri received the Medal of Valor from Governor Jay Nixon today, including the first female officer in the state to be so honored. St. Louis police officer Isabel Lovedino was off duty one night last year when she and an acquaintance were forced by two gunmen to return to a residence they had just left. According to police, the suspects robbed and terrorized several people present, then directed them at gunpoint toward the basement. Lovedina then tried to disarm one of the gunmen.
If I didn't, I was going to die, and other people were going to die. And you might as well go down with the fight, so.
Lovedina was shot several times and critically wounded, and another victim was fatally shot. Police say gunmen fled after that and were later captured. Public Safety Director John Britt says the 28-year-old officer's actions likely saved the lives of others present that night. The White House announced St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer Stan Musial as one of the 2010 winners of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. According to MLB.com, Musial has 3,600 hits, over 470 home runs, and three World Series championships. Other winners this year include former President George H.W. Bush, poet Maya Angelou, and investor Warren Buffett. President Barack Obama will present the awards to the 15 honorees early next year. Governor Jay Nixon says he will use the powers of his office to try and hold down tuition increases at Missouri colleges and universities. Missouri higher education institutions are in the second year of a tuition freeze as part of a deal to avoid deep funding cuts by the state. Nixon said today he expects colleges and universities will have to take substantial cuts in the next state budget, but he's not expecting them to respond with substantial tuition increases. Instead, Nixon says he will pressure them to keep tuition hikes reasonable. Nixon is also encouraging colleges to eliminate lightly used degree programs, collaborate on redesigning common courses, and try to boost the number of people obtaining college degrees. The governor made these remarks during a meeting today with select higher education reporters. Some reporters were turned away from the meeting after being told they were not invited, including a Missouri Public Radio reporter. Meanwhile, speaking in St. Louis today, University of Missouri System President Gary Forsey says state government must do its part to fund higher education despite ongoing budget cuts. Forsey says state contributions to higher ed have not increased since 2000, while tuition over that time has increased by 70%. Forsey says one mechanism to boost revenue would be increase the tax on tobacco and alcohol. Forsey says he's told Governor Nixon that the university cannot continually fund budget shortfalls on the backs of students. The University of Missouri system has added over 15,000 additional students over the past 10 years. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.